This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A tragic accident last night on Long Island. A 12-year-old boy was hit by a truck and killed in Flower Hill. Our Sophia Hall has the story.
Authorities say the 12-year-old boy was trying to run across the normally busy Middle Neck Road near Northern Boulevard in Flower Hill when he was hit by a pickup truck. The 18-year-old driver of the truck stopped and remained at the scene. The 12-year-old was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. This happened just before 7 p.m. The investigation is continuing by police, but they say the boy was running outside the crosswalk. The victim has not been identified by the authorities. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
And police are asking for help finding the person who assaulted a 79-year-old man at the Algonquin Hotel in Midtown. It happened back on April 20th. Police say the 79-year-old was approached by a man inside the hotel just after 10 p.m. who engaged him in some kind of verbal dispute and then shoved him down into a chair, injuring the 79-year-old's shoulder. The suspect then fled the scene. Police are asking anyone with any information about it to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Governor Hochul's favorability numbers in a new poll have mostly stayed the same, but that's not necessarily good news. Still, about half of New Yorkers aren't approving of the job she's doing.
Her job approval rating up a tick. Last month, it was 48% of New Yorkers who approved of the job that Hochul's doing as governor, compared to 45% who disapproved. Now it's 50% approval to 46% disapprove.
That's Siena College pollster Steven Greenberg, and a majority of New Yorkers don't seem to be on board with reelecting her, at least according to these numbers. 36% of voters say they're prepared to reelect Hochul, compared to 55% who want someone else. But in a Democratic primary, right now, Hochul would come out on top. 46% of Democrats say they support Hochul in a gubernatorial primary, compared to 12% who support Antonio Delgado and 10% for Congressman Richie Torres. Governor Hochul visiting Seneca Nation territory today to apologize on behalf of New York State for its role in the Thomas Indian School atrocities. From the 1870s through the 1950s, thousands of children from various indigenous nations were separated from their families and forced to attend the Thomas School, then stripped of their traditional language and culture, and often suffered abuse, violence, hatred, and sometimes death at the hands of school officials. Hochul says no words or actions will ever undo the pain and suffering of the Seneca people and other indigenous people across the state, but she hopes her visit to Seneca Nation will mark a new day in their relations. Seneca President Jay Conrad Seneca said his nation welcomes the visit, adding, at long last, he and his people will hear words they've waited for a lifetime for from New York State. We're sorry. Trains began rolling again this morning after New Jersey Transit and train engineers reached a deal to end their strike. NJ Transit President Chris Kaluri says it's a big relief for riders, and now NJT can get ready for the big summer ahead.
Now that this challenge is over, we're ready to pivot on to the Beyonce concert that's going to happen this week, and FIFA that's going to come, and all the other stuff. But back to regular programming.
Kaluri speaking this morning at Newark Penn Station, where he reiterated that the new contract won't lead to a fare increase, aside from the one that was already in the works for July 1st. A new monument in Queens will honor service members who served in the military after 9/11. The memorial will be along the waterfront in Whitestone and will honor those who served in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and who helped target ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists. The monument will be called Flames of Honor, and Mayor Adams is expected to announce more details about it today. It is expected to be part of a refurbished walkway and bike path along the water near the Whitestone Bridge. More than 7,000 U.S. troops were killed in the fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq, and 99 of them were from the five boroughs. Queens actually has the largest number of post-9/11 veterans of any New York City borough. The search continues for the suspects in a violent mugging in the Bronx. Police say a 31-year-old man was on East 152nd Street early last Monday morning when a man and a woman approached him, pulled out a knife, and slashed him across the chest before making off with his phone and wallet, along with the sneakers from his feet. Anyone who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Brooklyn Borough President Antonio Reynoso is leading a rally on the steps of City Hall this afternoon to call on city lawmakers to do more to fight deed theft in the five boroughs and to assist victims of deed theft by creating a fund to help with their legal bills.
What happens is because there are no resources on the other side, that these people cannot afford $20,000 and $30,000 worth of legal fees, they end up losing their home very quickly. And this generational wealth that has been created gets wiped out immediately.
The state attorney general's office says there were nearly 3,500 deed theft complaints in New York City from 2014 to 2023. Reynoso says it has become a rampant issue lately in central and eastern Brooklyn, where there's a large concentration of seniors and homeowners of color. Cassie Ventura's mother is on the stand today in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial. Her testimony comes one day after singer Dawn Richard told the court that Combs had threatened to kill her after she saw him punch and kick Cassie in their home and take a swing at her with a skillet. Combs is accused of using his power in the music industry to abuse Cassie along with a number of other women. His attorneys say the prosecution so far has only offered proof of domestic violence and not the sex trafficking crimes for which Combs is charged. A group of Brooklyn students went before the city council today as part of their push to make it easier for folks to get their hands on fresh fruit and vegetables in the five boroughs, especially in poorer areas and neighborhoods of color. Fourth grader Alexander Rosario was among them.
In District 18, there are not many stores that provide healthy foods, and stores don't provide access to fresh fruits and vegetables as much as stores in the areas or other districts.
The students are teaming with the nonprofit Seeds in the Middle, which works to fight health, educational, and food inequity in New York City schools. The Release Aging People in Prison campaign, or RAP, is stepping up its call for lawmakers in Albany to pass legislation that would make incarcerated individuals age 55 or older who have served at least 15 years of their sentence eligible for parole. Stanley Bellamy is one of the campaign's community organizers.
Justice is just not about punishment. It's about changing your behavior and giving back. And that's why crime survivors and formerly incarcerated New Yorkers are rallying with the NAACP and our state legislators to pass the Fair Timely Parole and the Elder Bill.
Supporters of this and other parole reform bills say they would go a long way in helping reduce prison populations and ease the burden on infrastructure and staff at state facilities.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.